Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the people and the companies that matter most in mobile. I'm your host, Shahab Zaghari, with Skywire, a premium business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, offering content marketing and strategic advice to raise your revenues and reach your audience.
And today we have a special guest, James Mequi, CMO of Mobiquity Networks. Welcome, James.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. Now, real quick, do you prefer James or Jim? I mean,
You can call me Jim.
Jim? Okay, perfect. Perfect. I guess for the listeners who aren't quite familiar with Mobiquity, maybe let's start with a high-level view of your company.
Sure. Mobiquity Networks is an ad technology company based in Garden City, Long Island. And we're focused primarily on location-based mobile marketing. And further, that focus is currently structured in U.S. malls across the country. We provide a network that allows retailers and brands to connect with in-mall shoppers.
Interesting. So it's your very own network. And so essentially, bare bones, as I'm walking through the store, if I'm near the shoe shop, I get a shoe coupon, or am I thinking of something completely different?
Well, that's certainly something that could happen. It's important to when you're thinking about of what happens, it's probably good to start back and take a little bit of a look at the how it happens and really what the network consists of.
Okay.
At the most basic level, that's really what we're trying to do. But it's really about so much more than, coupon delivery. What we really try to do is help retailers and brands with that mobile connection to the consumer, helping them engage with them, really to improve and enhance the shopping experience, giving them access to relevant information and relevant offers at a time when they're most receptive to it because they're actually in that shopping mode. And trying to give them something of value. So the goal is to do something that's quite the opposite of spam. We kind of utilize all of the technologies and techniques that are available to make sure that we're providing the right experience to the right person. When they're the most interested in receiving that information.
And James, one of the other things you're doing is, and why it's not just coupons, is it's really about also an engaging app experience, even for boutiques and kiosk keepers in the mall who don't have an app and are not going to really want to invest in one per se. I mean, what is it that you do? Can you elaborate on how you bring that together? Because what you're doing is you're also allowing me to have an app presence with some fairly compelling third-party content, I believe.
Exactly. And I mean, and that's when I mentioned going back to the basic technology. The reason that's important is because the technology really drives how the interaction happens. We've deployed iBeacon technology across our existing mall network. We're currently deployed across 100 malls in the U.S., and we'll be expanding to over 240 within the next two quarters.
Hmm.
And the reason that's it's critical to mention that is because we're using iBeacon technology, what iBeacons essentially do is they provide a location signal that allows apps who are seeking those signals to really define the context around them. And so when I talk about the ecosystem, whenever you're talking about iBeacon marketing and marketing using iBeacon technology, it always has to be done in conjunction with an app that is seeking out the beacons. And what that does then is the beacons themselves are really just broadcasting a unique identifier. It's really all the work is actually happening on the side of the app itself and on the platform that's working in conjunction and coordinating the information between the beacon and the app.
And so beacons?
Why beacons? Beacons, primarily because they're very cost effective to deploy. They use quite a ubiquitous broadcast technology in Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. They use Bluetooth low energy specifically, which means that it does not provide a large battery drain on the phone itself. And with the unique thing about beacon technology is that the smartphones, the location services of smartphones can be programmed to be seeking the beacon signals even when apps are turned off, and they don't even have to be running in the background.
But they would have to be on Bluetooth.
Correct. Bluetooth has to be on. That is
correct. Got it. So could you real quick walk us through the user experience and how it benefits them as they go along?
Sure. When a shopper walks into, in our case, when they walk into one of our malls, if they have their Bluetooth on and they have an app that is actually either running a campaign or is engaged with it, is delivering a user experience via their app, they can walk in and they'll actually, the first thing they get is a local notification in the tray of their phone. And this is assuming that their app is not, that they're not actually looking at their app in the foreground of the phone. The typical use case obviously is that it's either in your pocket or, maybe it's in your hand. But so the first thing you see is a local notification. If the shopper swipes or clicks on that notification, and the messaging that was provided in that notification is enticing to them, they'll click on it, and that will bring the app to the foreground. And at that point, they'll be able to see the campaign content or the experience that the app wanted to deliver.
So initially, when they walk into the mall, do they get a opt-in message? As you're walking through here, we noticed your Bluetooth is on. Do you opt into this type of messaging, or?
No, you do that when you install the app. You would you say yes to location services. You say yes to to push messaging, and that makes you eligible, but only for that app. Everything happens on an app by app basis.
Mm-hmm.
So if for instance, you may have 100 different apps on your phone, but if you walk into one of our malls that is not part of our network and doesn't have our SDK installed in that app, there will be no experience. Nothing will happen. So, and that's a key distinction. You really need to, consumers need to know that they're not going to just be bombarded by walking into a mall with that's been equipped with iBeacons,
which of course is the fear.
Well, of course.
Well, also, and then there's a lot of research that says, hey, if the value exchange is good, because some people will go for convenience or just for some great deals or exclusive content, it'll be fine. They just need to be informed up front. I have a quick question, James, about the marketer side of the equation. Now, it's clear how it works for the consumer, but as I said earlier, you know, I'm someone in the mall. Can you tell me maybe now and then continuing after the break, how that works? How do I get involved? How do I work with the app developers? Because you're also bringing app developers into this as well.
Certainly. Well, the most obvious use case is if a retailer or brand has their own apps, that's kind of, you know, we kind of view that as the most obvious connection with one of your shoppers, or we actually call them fans. So if you're a fan of a store or a fan of a brand and you actually have their app on your phone, it's pretty obvious that you have some affinity for them and you'd be open to receiving some information from them. The challenge with that at the moment is that many of the existing retailer and brand apps that are out there don't really have an enormous user base. And so what we're trying to do is we're developing, as part of our ecosystem, a series of partner apps, for instance, shopping apps or content publishers that can deliver effectively a segmented audience that we can use to partner with and allow brands and retailers to effectively run campaigns across those apps.
That's great. Yeah, I do have to cut in here. We do have to go to a quick break. Again, listeners, don't go anywhere. We have Jim Meckley on the line from Mobiquity Networks. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by SkyWire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Jim Meckley on the line. Thanks again for joining us today, Jim. Before we went to break, you were actually talking about, partnering with apps and, getting those right partnerships into place. Can you give us a few examples of the types of apps that you've worked with so far?
Sure. The first app that has installed our SDK is a couponing app called SnipSnap. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they're a platform that allows consumers to quote unquote snap coupons that they may see offline and save them to the app and use them in store. And so they've got about 4 million active users. And so they've created a segmented audience of people who have identified themselves as people interested in using coupons and receiving offers. So they partner with retailers to deliver those coupons, and they're of course interested in taking advantage of our network in such a way that when a SnipSnap app user enters one of our malls, they receive a notification. So now it's a much more powerful message for them to deliver when the shopper is actually in the mall ready to shop and actively in that mindset than, for instance, if they're sitting at home and flipping through a magazine and they see a coupon that they like. So that's just one example. Other examples that this is a very new segment of our development plan. We focused first on building out the exclusivity in the malls in terms of having rights to do this type of marketing in the common areas, and now we're focusing on developing the app partners. We have a number of shopping apps that are that range from additional couponing companies all the way to other apps, and unfortunately, I can't disclose who we're speaking to, but I can give you general descriptions of what they do. And then, of course, we're also in discussions with publishers of content that are also related to the retailers and brands that you would see in the mall. So it's the app partners that we're looking for are all basically about bringing the right kind of relevant audiences to the table,
and you know,
yeah, to make it useful for our retailers and brands.
I was going to ask, you know, what about third-party developer experience and benefit? You know, how does being on the Mobiquity infrastructure and part of that whole ecosystem you're talking about, how does that allow them to reach, you know, more eyeballs?
Well, it's primarily about a revenue share opportunity. Because what they, you know, when they deliver their audience to the ecosystem, it becomes an opportunity to share in the revenue that's generated from that campaign.
Oh, okay. So I'm just wondering, couldn't it just be the sort of the companies that do sort of the utility around retail, as you mentioned, you know, coupons, for example, or could it be app developers that just have like a loyal following because they're some sort of you know, cult brand content thing? I'm just trying to understand what kind of app developers, third-party app developers, you would want to work with.
Sure. Well, it's very important to us, and I want to say we're going very slowly on this and very deliberately, because you know, we're very much concerned with maintaining the integrity of the shopper experience. So we're not interested, for instance, in partnering with game apps because it's not, we don't see it as necessarily, that app is not necessarily relevant to the shopper experience. So we're trying to make as many direct connections as possible between interest groups that might be reflective of specifically the retailers and brands that you would find in the mall. And we're also we're also working with companies that would have it doesn't necessarily have to be retailers and brands that would be the only advertisers. We're also working with advertisers who are interested in reaching that mall demographic. So, which is also a younger shopper, a more affluent demographic, and so you know we're trying to find ways to kind of blend our delivery mechanisms with kind of the geobehavioral targeting that advertisers are looking for.
And you know the your network it's actually live in a lot of malls. So what, you know, what kinds of things can you share with us as far as maybe, you know, case studies or, you know, just things that you've learned along the way?
We're really early in that stage for us. As I mentioned, we've been focusing really for us, the hard part was getting the agreements in place so that we could physically deploy the network across the mall. And it's just now that we've finally started to bring the apps into the ecosystem. And of course, we couldn't run, while we had the network deployed, we weren't able to deploy campaigns until the app partners came to the table. So we're literally just in the very, very beginning stages of that right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, because since you have a background in Bluetooth, since you are a network, I mean, is this going to be the kind of approach where it will also extend to other formats? So in other words, you make contact with me over iBeacon, but maybe as a follow-up, you want to ask me, well, you know, how did you like that purchase, or how did you like your shopping experience? And maybe I answer back in text, or I go to some site and fill out a short survey form. Is there going to be that kind of feedback loop also possible here?
Certainly, and that will primarily happen when it's a retailer or brand app that's kind of managing the engagement. Mm-hmm. They'll know when that shopper is in the mall. They'll know when that shopper's left the mall, and then at that point, the omnichannel engagement kind of happens on their side of the equation. It's not necessarily something that we facilitate. What we do is provide that advertiser with the opportunity to know in real time that one of their fans or certainly somebody within their audience of interest is in the mall, they're shopping, and we let them take it from there. We focus on being the enabling infrastructure.
And, before we do have to go to break, usually when the show's about to wrap up, we usually ask for tips and advice for listeners. Based on, this emerging technology, utilizing technology that's been there for a while, such as Bluetooth and things like that, what advice can you give to our listeners? Maybe a list of do's and don'ts?
Well, certainly from the perspective of being excited about the possibilities that are presented by utilizing Beacon technology for mobile marketing, I'd say absolutely jump in with both feet. It's probably the most dynamic enabling technology that we've seen in mobile since we've been involved in it. And we're very excited about it. I think the caution that I would give is that to really take the time to understand what's involved in delivering a campaign, meaning that it's not just about sticking a beacon up in your store. It's about having that audience that's out there to listen to it. So you need to be part of not only your app but perhaps finding that ecosystem of other apps that can really deliver a segmented audience at scale for you.
Yeah. Sort of like the idea, none of us is as strong as all of us. I mean, there's all these shops in the mall. If they sort of got together around this ecosystem, they could all benefit from it, right?
And we certainly believe that, and that's why we've kind of taken the approach that we did. I mean, we viewed that without a real nationwide network of beacons that's kind of controlled from a centralized centralized point, it's going to be very difficult for advertisers to do anything truly at scale. And that's what is one of the things that's prevented mobile from kind of getting the market share that it really, frankly, deserves from an advertising spend perspective, is that it's been very difficult for advertisers to find ways to do it at scale. It's very effective, but they can't get the numbers that they need to make it kind of move the needle for them. And so, so that's why we took the approach that we did. We're trying to provide the mechanism to give them the scale so that they can say, hey, we can reach the same size audience that we can with TV. Maybe it's time to take a look at this technology.
That's really great. That's the first tip of many. So listeners, please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back to pick Jim's brain a little more. Don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers. Mark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at bubblefast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount, or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Jim Meckley, CMO of Mobiquity Networks, on the line. Started off by giving us a bit of advice for the listeners. What else have you got in your bag of tricks there?
Well, I think the second thing to really keep in the forefront as you're developing use cases and planning campaigns for doing beacon-based mobile marketing is to really remember that you need to be responsible with the technology. You're dealing with the most intimate device that a person carries with them on a daily basis. And there's a very fine line between delivering really interesting experiences, valuable information, and useful and valuable offers versus really becoming annoying. And I think some of the early use cases that have come out industry-wide in some of the in-store applications using beacons have shown that pretty clearly, and that that single notifications in the right place at the right time dramatically increase in-app engagement, whereas multiple messages actually very quickly have a negative effect on the app usage and the user's opinion of it. You know, people don't want to, it's pretty clear people don't want to be quote unquote pinged with messages the whole time they're in a mall or in a store. Mm-hmm. And, so we view it as a huge responsibility to maintain, the integrity of the shopping experience and to really focus on working with people who advertise through our network to make sure that they're really they're really providing that value exchange for that I don't want to call it an intrusion, but for that privilege of engaging with someone on their mobile device. So it's,
and like you were saying, not only would they not feel so good about the app, but that could just spill over into how they feel about the brand or the shop itself.
Of course. Yeah, it's a natural segue.
So it's really just getting that frequency right, you know, somewhere. It's a lot like permission-based mobile marketing back in the quote-unquote old days. You know, it was how often do you do it? What times do you do it? You know, what times of the day? I think we're sort of circling back to that a bit, Jim, aren't we?
Of course. Well, you know, at the end of the day, it still is – it's just another mechanism, maybe a more efficient and effective mechanism, but you're still tapping into basic human nature. And that's not going to change no matter what mechanism you're using. And, you know, I would urge marketers to kind of put themselves in their audience's shoes when they think about how they're going to engage with them. And, you know, how would you want to be engaged with? And I think if we all take as an industry, take a very common sense approach to it, I think we'll do fine. And stay, you know, just stay focused on really delivering a value with whatever experience you're providing.
Okay, and third piece of advice, you know, how to get most out of that ecosystem.
Well, I think the final thing I would say about that is also focus on knowing your consumer. And spend the time and energy to identify the relevant segments that you have within your own audience. Because one of the most powerful things you can do with the combination of beacons and apps is really deliver different messages to different segments in a very efficient manner. And that's probably the most powerful thing about the technology.
It's fantastic. So just now that we're winding down, just want to remind our listeners, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/mobilepresence. And remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm on our website. And you can find our shows as well on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. You know where to find the show. Now, Jim, how do they stay in touch with you?
The best way to reach us is at our website, mobiquitynetworks.com.
Fantastic. And Peggy, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm over at mobilegroove.com, Peggy Ann on Twitter, or simply send me an email at peggy@mobilegroove.com.
Great. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zargari, Z-A-R-G-A-R-I. I'm also now on Hello, and that's just at Shahab. And again, don't forget to check out skywire.com. Thanks again for listening. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.